Well, Jesus gave his disciples the bread to symbolize his body, which was about to be broken for them and for all of us. Yeah. And then he gave the wine, symbolizing his blood, which was about to be shed for the forgiveness of sins. And he explained this new thing to them in Luke 22, verses 19 through 20, because don't forget, they were there for the Passover when they were doing this. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of the Passover, Jesus all of a sudden stops, and he took the bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." So imagine this, you know, the disciples are kind of going, what is he doing here?
Yeah, yeah.
So this whole thing, it was a symbolic act, of course, not meant to be literal in any way, shape, or form. It was to start a new ordinance for believers to follow until he returns. And, you know, Jesus made that clear. This is something that he was not going to take part with them again. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not going to eat the bread, drink the cup again until he returns. Mm-hmm. And so this is something that it's expected of believers to participate in. And so this is why Jesus set that out. He's like, this is what's going to happen. And mm-hmm. because of what's going to happen, I want you to remember. I want you to remember what it took for you to be redeemed from your sins. So that's what it's all about.
I think it's interesting, too, if we put ourselves and try to put ourselves in the disciples' mindsets, too.
Yep.
Because here we are, and we've heard about communion, so on and so forth, and we've practiced it for a long time. It's like a long-standing tradition. However, for them, it's like the first time. So that would have been kind of...
It would have been a shock to the
system.
You know,
like what do you mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially, you can only imagine even probably the spiritual climate as Jesus knew what he was about to go into.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, because, I mean, like before, of course, it was the Passover feast, yeah. which yeah. was, of course, when the Israelites came out of Egypt and they had, you know, the Passover of the spirit that was going through that would take the firstborn.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, what was the whole symbol of that? Take the blood of the lamb and put on the sides and the top. And when the blood trickled down from the top, it would form the sign of the cross, foreshadowing what Jesus was going to do.